The Web of Science is the largest accessible citation database. It was 50 years ago this year that its predecessor, the Science Citation Index, was launched. Joining us today to talk more about this is Chris Burghardt, Vice President of Product and Marketing Strategy at Thomson Reuters Intellectual Property and Science. Chris, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Leonard.
Chris, as I mentioned, it's the 50th anniversary of the launch of the Science Citation Index. Can you tell me a little bit about the evolution that has led us to what is now the Web of Science?
Well, first off, Leonard, we are just thrilled to be marking this important milestone for the Science Citation Index. It all started 50 years ago with important research work by Dr. Eugene Garfield, which revolutionized the concept of citation indexing and came to market 50 years ago as the Science Citation Index. It really created a way to organize the hierarchy of research. And what that did is it really helped create connections between researchers and also help researchers identify one another through their work. This created what, in Dr. Garfield's words, an association of ideas that through no other way of indexing was available to the market at that time. You know, through the birth of that, the product really evolved beyond science into broader and deeper domain areas, as well as it became much larger over time. Several years later, we added the Social Sciences Citation Index, the Arts and Humanities Citation Index, and then we started moving into broader areas such as life sciences specialty indexes with BIOSIS and zoological records, and ultimately expanded to other types of research output and communication, such as conference proceedings, books, data sets, as well as patents. We also evolved beyond research and discovery to a new analytics product now that we call Insights.
Certainly, researchers around the world rely on the Web of Science to help them with their research. You talked about some of the recent innovations. How do these demonstrate Thomson Reuters' commitment to evolving along with the scientific research industry to keep up with their need for citations?
We've been studying the market for obviously 50 years, and recently we've been really studying much of the change that's happened in the research community, such as new emerging themes and trends such as open access. Clearly, the scholarly community has become much more global in terms of where research is happening. Collaboration has become, you know, more important than ever. So within the Web of Science, we recognized that it was very important for us to keep up, and part of our research throughout 2013 really centered on making research much easier for researchers through our platform, making our platform more accessible, as well as making sure we were really reinforcing the connections, the key connections that started with Dr. Garfield's invention of the Science Citation Index 50 years ago and the citation connections, bringing those together not only through the core databases that we have, but also through the expansion of products that I just spoke about. And of course, ultimately, we really want to create a better research tool. So that really all started with what we launched in January 2014, the new and improved Web of Science.
Now, Chris, you talked about many of the changes that were implemented in January of this year. Can you tell me more about those changes?
The first thing we wanted to do is to make research discovery and searching much easier for our user. You know, so we recognized that researchers really were looking at websites that they would use more on a normal day-to-day basis, and really were using that sort of as a proxy for what they expected in a website such as the Web of Science. We also recognized, though, that the power of what we bring to the market was really critical to the value proposition of the citation connections. So one of the things you'll notice with our new Web of Science redesign is that the platform is much more intuitive to use and really helps users navigate much more seamlessly across the different databases that are provided on Web of Science.
Now, when you talk about collaboration, one of the recent collaborations is between the Web of Science and Google Scholar. What are the benefits of this to the users?
With Google Scholar, one of the main benefits is really making Web of Science discoverable from really an open web environment. Traditionally, our product has been a proprietary website, really only available through a library subscription within an organization. We recognize that much of the user workflow today is really starting in the open web. Just like many users use Google, well, in the research world, Google Scholar has become a place oftentimes where research starts. So we recognize that it would be very important for us to really engage with users and really provide a very easy pathway into the Web of Science. Now, once in the Web of Science, we also recognize that one of the prime needs of a researcher, once they've found important research that they would like to look at, is the ability to find the full text article. While we certainly provide a number of ways for researchers to access full text within our product, we also recognize that Google Scholar is a pathway for that as well. So we enable a seamless connection to be able to transition between Google Scholar into Web of Science and back to Google Scholar to find full text.
The Web of Science was recently elevated to Thomson Reuters' premier search and discovery platform. Why was this change made?
One of our goals with the redesign of Web of Science was to make it not only a more simple interface, but also to really streamline our branding structure. What we learned from talking to users and librarians and others in the marketplace is that it was somewhat confusing to have both the Web of Knowledge and the Web of Science coexisting on one platform. So we felt it was very important that we would really simplify to one brand structure. Through research, through talking to our users, we recognize that Web of Science really is the clear brand choice. It really helped organize all of our data sets on the platform under one umbrella brand that was very important to the market.
Now, another interesting innovation is the Web of Science now connects with Insights. Now, how will this further support workflow throughout researchers' research lifecycle?
We look at the continuum of research, search, and discovery all the way through analytics as really one continuous need in the market. While certainly there are different users with different needs, there's no real exact breaking point where research discovery stops and analytics picks up. So therefore, we realized that it was very important for us to bring both Web of Science and Insights together in one platform experience. That's exactly what we're doing. And so what a user can do now is they can start their search in Web of Science and move that data into the Insights environment for benchmarking analytics and for other types of high-powered analytics uses. Conversely, a user can then also, from the analytics environment Insights, move into the Web of Science environment where they can deep dive into individual journal articles and also use all the power of Web of Science in its context.
Now, certainly it's been an exciting 50 years for the Science Citation Index and the Web of Science. How do you see the Web of Science continuing to grow in an ever-changing industry? What do you think the future of the Web of Science looks like?
Well, that's a really excellent question, because that's really what we're all about, is providing the best customer experience through our products. And this is something that these changes and these new innovations that we're bringing to market, it's not something that we take lightly. Of course, there was not only market research that went into this, but we engaged with the customer community. We really had to understand what users were looking for, what value our customers were looking for in our products. So all that work that goes into the upfront before we would launch this product really helped us have a very high degree of confidence. Now, what we're really hearing is that, most importantly, we really have really modernized our platform. And I think that's what our users really were probably expected and really were probably most impressed with. I think they also really appreciate the fact that now we are bringing together both the analytics and the discovery environment into one seamless experience. The feedback really has been quite positive. We're seeing, additional customer interest and certainly increased demand for our product as well.
Well, it's been a very exciting 50 years, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing what the next evolution of the Web of Science will bring. Chris, thanks much for joining us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for talking with me.
Chris Burghardt is Vice President of Product and Marketing Strategy at Thomson Reuters Intellectual Property and Science.